Two Western Massachusetts communities have been chosen to participate in a state program that promotes small-scale solar power installations. Springfield and Longmeadow have been awarded a $5,000 marketing grant to take part in Solarize Mass. The 7-year-old program, which is administered by the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, provides discounted bulk pricing for people to put solar panels on the roofs of their homes or businesses. Both communities have enlisted a solar coach to sign up participants. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Springfield's solar coach, Mike Kosmerski.
Mass Clean Energy Center has a sort of an RFP template that the cities use, and we amend a little bit. That gets sent out so that installers can bid to be the promoted installer for the program. We had 12 installers apply, and through a rigorous vetting process with the help of the outside technical consultants from the Mass Clean Energy Center and the volunteer committee, as well as the municipal representatives, we selected Solar Flare Energy as our chosen installer. And what the RFP solicits is for, you know, give us your best rate group buying discount, you know, because we're going to promote you as the primary Solarize installer for the two communities. And there's a lot of potential clientele base there, so they give us a pretty good price. Well, that price that they gave us was 29% lower than the state average price. So it's a really good opportunity for our constituency in Springfield and Longmeadow.
And now you're going about promoting this program through what, outreach? I know you've had some community meetings to discuss it. That sort of thing going on now still?
Yes. We're targeting sort of in Springfield. We're kind of holding some of those Solar 101 educational forum nights through the community councils and the public library venues to really build solar education. About it. We're also teaming up with a lot of nonprofit partnering agencies throughout the city to promote to their constituencies that this program is running, because the program only lasts for 6 months. So it's going to end in mid-May. So we really need to get that marketing out there.
For people who are interested in this, be they homeowners or business owners in Springfield or Longmeadow, what should they do?
They should definitely... There's two things that they can do. I would say, for one, go to the Solar Flare website, and that's solarflair.com, and you can look at the Solarize page and sign up. And that will trigger them to get in contact with you and set up a home appointment where they can evaluate your site. The second thing that people should do is come to one of our Solar 101 nights. We've got about 5 scheduled in January, and you can find that on the Solar Flare website as well. And come learn about it a little bit. Even if you know you don't have a good solar site, learn how you can get your name in the queue to take advantage of a community solar project. We might be able to get people into a community solar project where all they have to do is sign up, and they can start saving 10% on their electricity. Typically, that's the normal benefit on the community solar projects, about a 10% savings.
Is there a target for solar installation in Springfield and Longmeadow under this program?
There is a target. We'd like to get as many as we can for a multitude of reasons. But, yeah, we're trying to go for 150 installations, which would be probably one of the best performing Solarize campaigns in the state. I think only one other town or city has reached that, my recollection. But whatever we get, it'll be that much more solar on the grid, which will be good. And the reason why it's so important from a community aspect is because so much of our energy dollars leaves our community, because all of it right now, nearly all of it, is fossil fuel generated. And we don't have coal mines, oil wells, and natural gas deposits in our area. But what we do have is sun. So if we can pull our energy generation from a local source of sunshine, we can save millions of dollars in our economy and make us much more financially resilient to changing times ahead. And that's one of the huge benefits to the local community at large that really gets underreported. Now, of course, this is, you know, small amounts of energy, but you repeat that thousands of times and it starts adding up. And that's what we're seeing across the state level and also the national level.